Assalamu alaikum everyone. My name is Fawzia and I am reading this story for Aqsa Week. It's by Emma Williams. It's illustrated by Ibrahim Qureshi. Are you ready? Then I will begin. Not long ago, a little donkey lived in a dry and lonely land by the sea. He was a busy donkey, always on the trot, ears pricked, hooves clicking in the stony dust. He was such a gadabout, so much in a rush, that people called him Hurry. Hurry watched the older donkeys work to help the people live. They carried firewood in bundles. They pulled carts with barrels full of water. When they were not working, they were locked up, and when they were working, they could only go where their masters allowed. So that's quite sad, isn't it? They seem imprisoned. Hurry loved his freedom. He knew he would lose it when he grew up, so he hurried about to make the most of it. As he rushed here and there, he watched the people around him. He watched the children. Sometimes they went to school. Sometimes they did not. His favorite was a boy named Watan. Watan and the other children were sad. They were often hungry. They were often thirsty. They often had to sit in darkness, and their land was a land of storms. Some nights, the sky thundered and brightness cracked the sky. Then the children were afraid. Hurry saw that it was hard, and he wanted more than anything to make the children happy. So Hurry is very kind, and he sees the pain that the children are in. He often gave Watan and the other children rides on his furry back. But rides on a donkey were not special in the dry and beautiful land by the sea. They would wander to the sandy beach, but they were chased out of the sea by angry men. They would go to the zoo to find the zoo man, Moody. He was always thinking up new games for the children to play in the heat. The animals were thin and sad and few. So Moody is the zookeeper. And like the donkeys, the animals are also sad. And like the children, they're also thin. One day, Hurry and Watan were standing by a well near the zoo. They were helping a little girl haul a bucket of water up from the darkness. Hurry lowered his muzzle to the water and sniffed. It smelled salty. The little girl, Samood, sat down and cried. "I want to drink sweet water," Samood cried. Hurry nudged her hair. She sniffed and touched Hurry's muzzle. How soft it was. And then Samood cried harder. "I want everything to be soft." The little donkey listened while Samood talked. He thought about what she said. She wanted to eat good food. She wanted to run around and play and go to school every day. Harry's ears swiveled. Samud wanted light to read by at night. She wanted to see places she found in her books, but she couldn't go to the mountains or to the cities or anywhere. Worst of all, she couldn't see the strange animals she read about. Harry blew gently on her neck.
"Oh, Harry," said Samud, "look."
She opened her book and pointed to her favourites. A lion with paws all huge. A dolphin with tail a splash. And a zebra, all stripes and hooves. Harry looked towards the wall around the zoo. "Oh, Harry," Wotton sighed. "The zoo?" He knew many of the animals had died for want of water. Oh, subhanAllah. They don't have lions or zebras anymore. Harry thought, and Wotton thought, and they thought about his freedom nearly over. They thought about the children all unhappy, and they thought about their friend, the zoo man, Moody. Then they trotted off towards the wall. Near the wall, they found him. Moody listened while Wotton talked, then smiled. Moody went inside a house. Harry followed.
"So you want to make the children happy, Harry?"
said Moody.
"They want to dream and you can help them dream. Come, I'm going to paint you."
The little donkey stood quietly. The man took a pot of paint. He found a brush. He dipped the brush into the paint and began to paint. What did he paint? He painted Harry.
Donkeys have a dark line of hair running along their spine and another line crossing it behind their shoulders. Moody used the cross on Harry's back to guide him.
"This is the first stripe, Harry," said Moody. "Now I will paint these stripes all over you."
Harry waited. Wotton watched. Moody painted. Then he put down the brush and looked.
"Wotton, Harry, he is a dream now."
Harry turned his head and looked at himself. He jumped.
He was all stripy.
Oh, mashallah, he looks lovely.
"Here," said Moody, "look in the mirror."
Harry looked. In the mirror was a zebra. Harry blinked.
The zebra blinked. Harry snorted. So did the zebra. Harry was the zebra.
Now when the children can go to the zoo, they see a zebra. He's a funny zebra. His long, lolloping ears jog as he lopes about. His head nods, too large for his body. But he's black and white and makes the children think of Africa. So close, but just too far. Harry puts on his best zebra face and watches the children. He trots about doing his best zebra trot, and the children smile. Harry canters and jumps his best zebra jump. And how the children laugh. He is working on his zebra tricks. He isn't free yet, but Hurry is happy. Wotan visits, bringing tiny apples that taste sharp and good. Together they dream. They dream of quiet skies and happy children and sweet water. They may be there now in the zoo, dreaming together under the tilting skies. Thank you for listening, everyone. This is a story for AXA Week. My name is Fawzia Gilani. Masalama.